I am Jack Peterson. I am Ajax. I am Mr. Clean. I am Corona Guy. And today I am joined by the man across the table for the very first episode of Fightgeist Wrestling, an alternative wrestling podcast, a sports entertainment podcast, wrestling in the time of the coronavirus, for now at least.
Oh, yeah.
And here he is, the one and only.
Prince Havoc. Hello, everyone. We're in the midst of a coronavirus right now. We could die.
It's true. We could die at any
time. We could die. We can walk.
We are both over 70 years old.
Oh, yeah.
We both have pre-existing health conditions.
Mm-hmm. We do.
We're screwed, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Right now, we're in the city that has the second most coronavirus cases of anywhere in the entire America,
yes,
the entire
it's
United
great.
States. It's awesome. Over like 250 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have Tom Hanks dropping dead.
Tom Hanks can get coronavirus, anyone can. He's immune.
True.
He should be like God.
You would think, right?
Well, all right.
Tom Hanks got it. The entire NBA got it,
yep.
Apparently.
Yep.
Donald Trump might have it.
Oh, he definitely has it.
He 100% has it, and he will die from it.
Yes.
Which wouldn't really be a bad thing, I think.
I think it'd be good.
Yeah, and so...
Politics on a wrestling podcast? Whoa.
Oh, my God. Wait, already? We're already? Like, what, a minute into this show, and we're already talking about politics?
That's crazy.
This is nuts. So, here's the thing about coronavirus. It's changed things up in wrestling a little bit. We're both wrestling fans. You know wrestling. I know wrestling.
Yeah.
Right? Big thing.
Yeah.
Big thing in America. Big thing across the world. Here's the thing. We, or at least I watch New Japan Pro Wrestling. I don't know if you do. You might be a little bit too much of a filthy casual fan over there.
Oh, wow.
But...
I'm insulted.
What you probably know, and what I know, is that New Japan has canceled several events throughout the month of March. They're scared.
I actually didn't know that because I'm a filthy casual fan.
Yeah, clearly. I knew this already. But... So they've canceled their entire New Japan Cup tournament, which I love. I love this New Japan Cup thing.
That's crazy to cancel a whole New Japan Cup.
It's like they had like 18 days or something of this thing planned.
It's horrible.
It's nuts.
Honestly.
And they canceled their anniversary show, which, by the way, if you don't have an anniversary show this year, does it even count as a year having elapsed?
No clue.
I don't know. Weird semantics thing, I guess. But it was supposed to be their anniversary show. We had a lot of great matches coming up on that show and on all the New Japan Cup shows. And we were going to have our predictions for those shows on this episode, this premiere episode of Fightgeist Wrestling. And here's the problem. Those shows aren't happening anymore.
Yeah.
Or at least they're not happening for the foreseeable future. So we're going to have to save our prediction game. Yeah, that's true. We're going to have to save our predictions for probably like WrestleMania time. Which is unfortunate.
If that happens.
If that even happens, it's true. There's been talk about them canceling it. GCW was like, we're not canceling our shows during WrestleMania weekend.
Because they're cool. They're hardcore. We love GCW on this podcast.
Here's the thing. If one of those guys, if Schlack gets coronavirus, right?
Schlack can't get coronavirus.
Yeah, I don't think he can die.
No.
But
he can't
if
die.
He gets it, if he gets it, and he's bleeding all over the place. He's bleeding all over the fucking ring, right? Like, as he always does. Yeah. He goes through a table. He's cut open. Doesn't everybody else in the ring... for the rest of the night, then have coronavirus?
No. If you're a deathmatch wrestler, you can't get coronavirus.
You can't get it?
No.
Doesn't happen?
Doesn't happen.
Well, then that's good, at least. I guess it's fine that they're not canceling their shows. But nonetheless, WrestleMania could be potentially on the line because of this virus.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know what's going to happen. What I do know...
WWE is going to cancel it themselves. They're not cool.
100%.
They're not like GCW.
Yeah. Well, dude, WWE last year, they had a match where Batista's nose ring was ripped out of his head. By
Beautiful.
Triple H. We were there live, both of
we
us.
Were.
We were up in the 400 section at the very top of the arena. We could
sure
barely
were.
See what was happening, but we were chanting CZ Dub.
We were.
Yeah.
Good times.
So WWE is not soft.
Mm.
Let me just say this.
They're kind of soft.
They're kind of soft. They're SAWFT, I think.
I'd say.
Yeah. Well, regardless, WWE is a funny thing. I've been watching WWE since I was about 9 years old.
Yes.
Yeah. What about you?
Since I was like five.
Five?
Yeah.
Damn. All right, you got me beat by a couple years there. So, here's the thing about WWE. Over time, we have these wrestlers that stick in our mind. They stay with us forever. We remember their theme song. We remember their entrance. We remember what they look like. We remember the matches they had. These, I guess, are our favorite wrestlers. Everybody has them. I think your favorite wrestlers say a lot about who you are as a wrestling fan, who you are as a person. If your favorite wrestler of all time is Goldberg, then you're a piece of shit.
Basically.
Yeah. And you have a couple of brain cells in your head.
Mm.
I think we have a little bit more than that. I would
probably
hope. I would hope. Me, at least. Yeah. Not you necessarily. Mm. But we both have compiled a top five list of our favorite wrestlers of all time. And we are going to share that on this episode right now. The first episode of Fight Guys. So you know who we are. You know who we are as wrestling fans. For me, at least, these are all people from WWE. These could be from WWE. These could be from WCW. These could be from CZW.
Ooh.
If you wanted. These could be from ECW. And I know I certainly thought of a couple of ECW guys. Honorable mention, Rob Van Dam almost made it to my list. Mm. Jeff Hardy almost made it to my list.
Yes.
CM Punk almost made it to my list.
Mm.
Daniel Bryan. Okay. Probably one of my favorites right now. Maybe my favorite right now.
I mean, eh.
Whoa. I think maybe we're going to have a fight next week because...
He's cool. No, I like him. It's just sometimes he can be annoying.
Annoying?
Yeah.
I don't like him as much with the shaved head.
I actually like him more with the shaved head.
Really?
I like to look at his ears.
Why? Does he have cool ears?
He has very cool ears.
I've never even
Everyone go ears. Google Daniel Bryan's ears right now.
Yeah, do it. Zoom in and tweet us at FightGeistPod and tell us, are his ears really as cool as Phil is saying right now? I don't believe it. I think they were better when the ears were covered by that long, luxurious hair. And that beard. That beard.
I kind of got tired of that look, honestly.
Really?
It was kind of just...
I guess he had it for a while. It gets old.
It brought me back to WrestleMania 30 when I wanted him to lose, and he didn't.
You wanted him to lose at WrestleMania?
I did.
How could you?
I'm a heel at heart.
Oh, clearly.
What can I say?
A heel in reality,
Evolution.
A heel...
Yes.
Oh, my God. He beat all three members of Evolution in one night. Nobody else has done that.
Yeah, before. But that's like fake. That's wrestling. You know, it's fake.
So dude.
It didn't really happen.
It happened. It's real. No, did you know that the script was originally supposed to be that Evolution were all supposed to just kick his ass and pin him?
Really?
But he broke the script.
Did he really?
He did. He went all the way to the main event. Yeah.
Oh
and
my God.
Eric Bischoff and Vince Russo were like, oh, he's breaking the script. He's breaking the script like Goldberg. And he's like, no, dude, I'm just going to win the title. And he did. He made it all the way to the main event and he won.
Actually, that's amazing, to be honest.
It's true also.
As someone that is trying to be a wrestler, that's actually fucking cool.
You are trying to be a wrestler.
We both are.
I'm a little bit further behind. You've got like about a year and a half.
Something like
more
that.
More than that. Probably almost 2 years under your belt at this point.
Yeah.
You have yet to debut in your debut match. But
I'm basically a professional wrestler. I'm basically world champion right now.
Basically world champion. You have not had a single match in front of real people. But we'll see about that. And one day, you know, you might make it to my top five.
Really?
Yeah. You're already top five in my heart.
Aww.
And I think I'm probably going to be number one on your top five. And I don't know, also on mine eventually.
Maybe.
At some
know.
Point. But regardless, neither of us have had a match yet. So that's not going to happen. Instead, we each have five wrestlers who we've picked as our top five today.
Now, hold on. Since this is the first episode, I think we should talk about, real quick, just list the promotions that we actually do watch.
This is a good point. This is a really good point.
And our thoughts of them.
Yeah.
So people know how we are.
So what do you watch right now?
Now me? Of course I watch WWE. I like WWE. Honestly, people talk so much trash. But I'm a fan. I like it. Monday Night Raw has been great lately. Just saying. AEW obviously is my number one. AEW is where I want to go. AEW is everything to me. Nothing is better in the world than AEW. There's only two things that I love in this world. AEW and Steel Panther, but that's another topic.
That is another topic. It's another argument, because I don't understand the Steel Panther love. I don't understand who they are. I don't understand why you enjoy them.
Honestly, we should fight, but it's okay.
Yeah, well, that's still an argument for another time, I think, because, you see...
I will dedicate a whole episode to Steel Panther.
Are we going
to
do this?
We're going to do this.
Okay, fine.
You're going to love them.
So, here's the thing. I mentioned earlier, next week we might have a fight about this Daniel Bryan thing, because next week we are going to be going over our favorite wrestlers of right now, our top five.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the week after that, we'll go over our favorite musical artists, and I can just shit on you for the Steel Panther bullshit.
I'm totally going to shit on you.
Oh, really?
And your fucking
indie
grunge band.
Indie.
Pussy.
Yeah, hardly. Hardly. You ever heard of David Bowie?
All right, that's good. I like David Bowie. I like the 80s.
You ever heard of Tom
Petty? I'm living in the 80s. I mean, he's okay.
You ever heard of the Heartbreakers, his fucking band?
Mm.
You ever heard of the Beatles? You heard of...
The Beatles? The Beatles are kind of old, kind of irrelevant at this point. They suck. I hate the Beatles so much.
Actually, that's a good point. Two of them are dead.
Exactly.
And the other two are probably going to die pretty soon.
Exactly.
I met that one guy, Ringo, though.
Did you really? Of course.
I was like 3 years old.
That one.
Also, of course, he's the one I met.
Of course you met Ringo.
Yeah,
of all
no.
the people.
Who fucking wants to meet Ringo?
Right?
Anyway, this is a topic for another time. Right now, we're talking about our top five favorite wrestlers of all time. I think I'll start.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to say my number five. My number five all time. This is the one that I had a lot of trouble coming up with.
Okay.
I had written down here, I had four different names that were tied for number five. Mm-hmm. I had CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, and Jeff Hardy, as I mentioned. I thought about adding them to the list. I thought about adding Rob Van Dam to the list, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, I decided on... probably the first guy who I thought was my favorite wrestler of all time. Right now, that's changed. This guy definitely has sunk, and that's why he's only number five.
Oh.
And that is Triple H.
Oh. Fair enough.
Yeah?
I mean...
You want to debate about that?
Not really. I'd say Triple H is someone that should be in the top five.
And I'm surprised because a lot of people have a problem with that sort of thing.
Really?
They don't like Triple H.
I like Triple H. His theme song, My Time, that's like the best theme song
My
of all time.
My Time. So of underrated. Time. Dude, so that good. Should be our opening.
That should be.
It's so sick.
Look at that.
Yeah.
We have an opening now.
I mean, of course, our real opening right now is the theme song of my number one on my list, which, spoiler alert, Alex Riley is number one. But we'll get to that when we get to my
that's
number one.
That's a problem.
We'll see about that. So, yeah, Triple H, he probably my favorite match of all time, at least that I have right now, is him against Shawn Michaels in the Hell in a Cell in 2004. You seen this match? Yeah. Dude, they're bleeding fucking all their blood out.
So good.
I don't it's think they have any blood wrestling. In their bodies at the end. And they're like doing that thing, you know, where they both, because it's like a double down, they both fall down, and then one guy just puts his arm over the other guy's shoulders, dude. Oh, he's going to pin him. Oh, one, two. Oh, and he just sort of like moves a little bit and he gets his shoulder out.
So emotional, so great. I love it.
The best. And I mean, you know, you have to include him in some of the greatest matches of all time besides that. And of course, the rest of my list is probably based on that as well. A lot of guys who just those matches stick in my mind. Mm-hmm. And Triple H, for me, that's kind of the only thing I like about him. I mean, his promos now, terrible. His matches now are not even that good. Mm. That's why he sunk to number five. But ultimately, he has to be on my list. So who's your number five?
Honestly, that's so hard. I have a 1, 2, and 3.
You have a 1, 2, and 3.
Now, I don't want to put them in a particular order, but I might have to.
Okay.
For the sake of the podcast.
Yes, I think you do have to. So, okay, so, if you don't have a specific 4 and 5, who are some honorable mentions who almost made your list that you might put as number 4 and 5?
Edge, definitely. Edge is definitely there. I love Edge. Randy Orton. I love Randy Orton so much.
Okay. So Edge and Randy Orton are your number 5. Rated RKO.
But out of all time, that's hard.
Yeah.
Because we have people like Jon Moxley, Kevin Owens, Joey Janela, who I love.
Mm.
I would put Joey Janela in my top five of all time, honestly.
Really?
Okay, so he's at that level.
Let's count that then. Number 5, Joey Janela on your list.
I'll put that. Number 5, Joey Janela.
Joey Janela, interesting. Yeah, I know you're close personal friends with Joey Janela. This is a guy you know very well.
He's great. Yeah. He's cool.
He is cool.
He's on my television. It's great.
He is.
Did you see last night? You didn't watch AEW.
I haven't watched it yet. But I will. I know that he teamed with Private Party. I saw their promo on YouTube. They were interviewed by that really weird guy who interviews them, who's not Alex Marvez, but he's also like, you know, one of those people.
One of those who?
He's one of those guys.
I'm trying to think.
He's that guy. I feel like his name is like Dan or something.
I'm not sure.
But let's just say he's from south of the border.
Oh, I see. Is that a problem?
It's not a problem for me. It's just a problem for the fact that I think he sucks at his job.
Interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. So, I mean, anyway, that's not part of what I'm talking about here.
Okay.
Joey Janela cut a great promo. He cut a great promo with Private Party.
His promos are great.
He had no idea what he was talking about, but he just kept going.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
That's why he's so good.
Yeah. Speaking of people who cut great promos that ramble on, and you wouldn't think of this as the number one thing you'd think of with this guy. You'd probably think of his great matches. I think he was even placed number one of the greatest of all time by WWE. They called him that.
Who?
His name is Shawn Michaels.
He's great. I love him.
He is my number 4 of all time. And
he's definitely an honorable mention in my...
Is he?
It's hard to say... Now that I have 5, 1, 2, and 3, that 4 spot is so hard, honestly.
Yeah, because it has to be better than 5, but it can't be up there. It's still an honorable mention, you know? That's tough. My number 4 is Shawn Michaels. I had him higher originally. I think he was probably my number 2 at one point.
I love Shawn Michaels.
He's so great. As I mentioned, he's probably one half with Triple H of my favorite match of all time, at least that I can think of at the moment off the top of my head, the Hell in a Cell match. He's you know, part of like that the series with Kurt Angle, the series he's got Chris Benoit matches that I love.
Yeah. Who?
I don't know.
What was that?
I don't even know what I just said. Did that come out of my mouth?
Weird.
I've never heard that name before in my life.
I think there's like something wrong with the audio. I don't know.
I know. Was I speaking French?
Technical difficulties? I think so.
I don't know. But whatever. Shawn Michaels is number 4. And who would you say is your number 4? Who fits that elusive spot you can't quite think of?
That's so hard. I love CM Punk. I love Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
I love, like I said, Edge. Edge, Randy Orton.
None of them
Triple
are
high H. Like you mentioned. Kevin Owens, Kevin Steen.
It's true.
He has a spot in my heart, let me tell you.
But none of them rise to the top 3.
I mean, they easily could though. But actually, no. None of them rise to the top three. I guess none of them rise to the top three. But also, it's very hard.
Yeah.
If I'm going by just current day, March 12th, 2020, I'm putting John Moxley in there.
John Moxley?
Because of what just happened at the AEW pay-per-view, it was just...
He won.
Oh, my God.
He won the title, dude.
And he beat someone who's in my top three.
You know what? He beat someone who's in my top three as well. And I don't think that... I'm pretty sure they're not the same guy.
Who?
I think you'll have to find out. So, my number three. This is a guy who you probably wouldn't agree with. And I know you don't agree with. And I know you take issue with. But this is a guy who's my entire wrestling childhood. From the first show I went to, he main evented the show, dude, against Sheamus. He fought Sheamus for the WWE title. The Nexus interfered. They fucked them all up. It was a house show at Madison Square Garden. And I was like, can they even do that? Does these guys get to just run down to the ring and fucking kick people's asses?
Was it December 26, 2010?
No, it was earlier than that. It was June 19th, 2010.
Interesting.
Yeah, was that your first house show?
Yeah, December 26, 2010. That was my first house show.
This is something we got to talk about in the future because I found the card online of my first house show I ever went to.
Ooh.
And it's very interesting because I feel like I have an experience with this show where most people will probably think that show sounds like shit. But it was my first wrestling show ever. I had never watched it on TV. I was like, this is the
coolest thing
ever.
Really? You never watched it on TV?
Before that, I didn't.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's that was crazy. My introduction. And we'll talk about that another time because I feel like we probably have good house show stories. We probably have good starting out in wrestling stories. I know we have backyard wrestling stories.
We have good indie wrestling stories
this
that
is
we've
true.
we've both been to.
Yeah, we go to a lot of live wrestling shows. In New York City, where we are, by the way. I don't think we even mentioned that. We're in New York City, the city, as we said, with the second highest coronavirus outbreak.
Yes.
In the entire country of America.
Oh, yeah.
And
we're hardcore. We're out here.
We're,
in the city right now.
Dude, we didn't even wash our
hands. Risking our lives. We didn't even wash our hands.
We came in the studio, we didn't wash our hands, and our hands are all over these mics. The next person who comes in here has coronavirus.
I haven't washed my hands in 3 months, actually.
That is really
disturbing.
Since
I met Melina.
Oh, I see. I see. You needed to do a little bit of, you needed to use your hands for a couple different purposes after that. You didn't want to wash them.
Exactly.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. I totally understand. Melina, I mean, she's number one on my top five at this point. It's not a spoiler, but you know.
Melina's great. If you guys never met her, she's totally me here. She's so cool.
Is she?
Honestly, she's a great person.
Really?
Yeah. She's very cool.
Is that all she is?
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Well, she's more than a great person. I mean.
Yeah, you remember those splits?
Mm-hmm, I remember. Ooh. Oh, I remember those well.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite part actually was when she would like, she'd do the split and then she'd like lean into the, whatever. All right. Number three, who I mentioned, he's John Cena. Huh. John Cena, dude.
I don't know why John Cena is your number of all time. That's insulting to every wrestler ever.
It's not
the history of wrestling.
It's not insulting to John Cena.
Well, he's not a wrestler.
Oh, what are you talking about?
He's like a cartoon character.
He's, look, all right. You sound like The Rock right now. You just talking about Fruity Pebbles right now?
The Rock, actually, The Rock, he's someone, the old Rock. I'm talking about The Rock. I'm not talking about Dwayne. I'm talking about The Rock. I'm talking about 1999.
You're talking about
that Rock,
Steve Austin at WrestleMania.
Yeah, that Rock could be in my top. Yeah.
Yeah, is
he? It's hard.
Is he in your top three?
I'm not gonna put him there.
He's honorable, though. He's an honorable mention.
So honorable.
Oh, sure. The most honorable mention.
And Rob Van Dam, by the way, you mentioned him. Oh, yeah, I love Rob Van Dam.
Oh, 100%.
He's great.
So, back to John Cena, though. You know,
ew.
In case you don't know this, he actually beat The Rock at WrestleMania. And he did it here. He did it in New Jersey, across the river from us.
I have my hands on my face in disappointment right now. And I can get corona, but I think it's worth it.
It's worth it.
Because this is just ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think so.
How can you say such a thing?
John Cena?
Best wrestler?
Yes. No, third best.
You're telling me hold on. So you're telling me John Cena's better than Shawn Michaels and Triple H?
That's actually a really good point. To my childhood,
hmm.
He probably means more to me than Shawn Michaels or Triple H. I'll have you know, before I recently moved to a different neighborhood in Brooklyn, New York, right?
Boo.
And at my old house, I had just all these wrestling posters on my wall that I tore at a WWE magazine when I was like 13. Never took them down. They were just all up there. I had a John Cena poster.
Same.
I did not have a Shawn Michaels poster.
I did
have a Triple H.
Me too.
You do still?
I still have all my posters. I just haven't put them up.
Exactly. I have them all in my closet. Yeah.
Oh, well, I have them all in my money to bring my money in a bank briefcase, actually.
You have an actual money in the bank briefcase?
Yeah.
When are you going to cash it in?
I don't know.
How long have you held it? I mean, that's...
I want to throw it at Roman Reigns' head Monday, that guy did.
You should, yeah.
I should.
Absolutely. I mean, after WrestleMania, he'll probably be the champion anyway, so you could just full-on cash in on him.
Yeah, basically.
Hit him
actually, I want Roman Reigns to win.
Do you? No, me too.
Honestly, Roman Reigns, I don't hate him anymore.
You don't hate him?
I don't hate him anymore.
That's such a strange thing to say.
The reason a lot of people hated Roman Reigns is because he was just constantly main eventing, constantly being the one in the title picture, and it was like, all right, enough.
But he is now.
Yeah, but he hasn't been in, like, some time.
This is true, actually.
You know what I mean?
That's a good point. I just don't like the fact
that Goldberg, it's like, not to cut you off, but Goldberg is so green. I hate him.
He's green. I don't hate him. He's been in this for 20 years.
I don't hate him. It's just that...
I hate him.
No, actually, if you watch Steve Austin...
the podcast.
The Broken Skull Ranch with Goldberg.
I didn't watch that, yeah.
You'll like him. You'll see where he comes from. Yeah, you'll actually... I kind of like Goldberg after that.
Oh, man.
Like, I'm not going to cheer for him. I'm not going to go Goldberg, but... You know, I don't. If I see him on the street, I'm not going to be like, oh.
I would punch him in the face, and I'd be like, jackhammer me, you bitch. He would try, and he'd fuck it up, and he'd end up dropping himself on his head like he always does. Am I wrong?
Well, we're gonna have to find Goldberg.
Let's find him.
Someone send his address.
I see him. He's right out there.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna go kick his ass. I'll be right back.
All right. No, I think that's Steve Austin.
Oh, yeah, it is hard to tell the difference, actually.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I think it is Steve Austin. Oh, well. A lot of wrestlers walk past our studio. This is a thing that happens from time to time.
Yeah.
Anyway, now that I've said my number three is John Cena. Whoa.
Who is that?
Who is it?
Is that Hulk Hogan?
Hulk Hogan? Dude.
Brother.
That is really, really
strong. Hey, get out of
here.
Hulk.
That is really strong,
I just kicked Hulk Hogan out of our podcast booth. That's how much power we have.
He couldn't do shit about it. He's got two broken hips.
He does.
Yeah. Oh, he's limping away. He's limping away, dude. Oh, he can't even walk, dude.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. How's he going to get on those stairs? We walked two flights of stairs.
Oh, my God. He fell.
Oh, my God.
Did he cut his head open?
I think he was trying to leg drop. He was trying to leg drop somebody.
I think he's dead.
Oh, my God. Huh. Whoa, weird. He's supposed to go in the Hall of Fame in a couple weeks. I don't know how he's going to do that. He's just lying on the floor.
Weird.
At your college. At your college library.
It's like that. It'd be like that sometimes.
We are, in fact, live, by the way, from the Fight Guy Studios, the official studios. We have our logo all over the walls right here. Yeah. The next person who comes in to record in this studio, I don't know what they're going to think, because our logo's everywhere. And more than that, it's on the front door. It's inside the rest of this whole borough of Manhattan Community College library.
It is.
And we're everywhere. We're all over the place.
We're everywhere.
Anyway.
We're taking over.
I've mentioned John Cena as my top three.
Yeah.
My number three.
Hat, blue.
We know you agree with it. So, regardless, who is your number three?
All right, number three. Now, as I said, it's hard to put my top three. I have a top three, but it's hard to put them in a certain order, but I'm just going to say Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins.
But keep in mind, my top three, I'd say my top three is at the same level. It's all at the same level.
Okay.
No one's better than the other person.
You don't think?
But
okay.
I'm just saying it like this.
Sure, but Seth Rollins is your number three for now.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, gotcha. So, yeah, I know you have a poster of Seth Rollins on your wall. Is this correct?
I have a plaque.
You do.
I have an art. I have an art that I got from WWE Shop. I have an autograph.
Damn.
What else do I have?
How much do you spend on that stuff?
I don't know. Not much. I don't think I bought it.
Okay. Well, so Seth Rollins, I like what he's doing right now. I didn't like him last year, but I like him now.
What, as a face?
Right. But, you know, I think you were kind of supposed to, because he did that slow burn heel turn thing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, eventually now he's a pretty damn good heel.
Oh, so good.
Although, let me just say this. He stole my gimmick. I was going to do that fucking religious gimmick that he's doing right now.
Oh, the Messiah
gimmick? I was
going
to do that when I debuted.
I remember
that was my plan. He stole it, dude.
It's so bad.
I was going to have a group behind me. I was going to have all my dudes just like him.
I
was gonna. I was actually going to sign Buddy Murphy to the Indies, and I was going to have him be my lackey. Mm. And he stole that.
That's crazy.
And he stole his first name. He's now just Murphy. I hate that.
Yeah.
Murphy, bottom five.
I hate that WWE does that, like taking last names.
I know.
Like,
Cesaro
happened
sounds
to
cool.
Alexander Rusev. Who is that?
I feel like Rusev is better, though, Alexander. But and Cesaro, I think, is better, too. But all the other ones are bad. Adrian Neville sounds better than regular Neville.
Yeah, Adrian Neville is such a good name.
It is. It's pretty solid.
I don't like that they changed TJ Perkins' name to TJP.
Yeah, that's weird.
Boo.
He does that in the Indies now, too, though, doesn't he?
I think so.
Shorty G,
yeah, that's
bottom
like
five
annoying.
Of all time.
That's annoying.
He's the bottom five of all
time. He's a good wrestler.
Time.
I gotta say, he's a good wrestler.
I love him.
I appreciate him.
I love him in the ring.
But
I don't like his short hair. I like his
either.
Long hair.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I don't like Tyler Breeze with short hair.
I don't even like that either.
I love Tyler Breeze so much. Honestly, I would put Tyler Breeze in my top five. That's how much I like
all
him.
All time?
You ever saw that Fatal 4-Way match?
No,
that was
actually.
My first NXT pay-per-view.
Oh, shit. Ever. I think I started the one after that. The first one I saw was the Kevin Owens and Finn Balor ladder match. Yeah, because that was in Brooklyn. But I wasn't in Brooklyn.
I guess we can consider it as old school now.
Old school NXT.
Jesus Christ, it was so good.
It was really
like
good.
Tyler Breeze. That's why I get so mad when I just see how Tyler Breeze is being booked, because he's actually a really talented wrestler. He's so freaking good, and the gimmick is great.
It's great. It gets old, though. It gets old. I mean, you can't really keep pushing the same character forever.
I mean, it worked on NXT, so it could have worked on the main roster. It's just
I love the selfie cam on the big screen.
That was the coolest thing ever.
The selfie-tron, if you will.
Damn, I miss Tyler Breeze.
Yeah. Well, he's still around. He's just kind of like...
But he has short hair now.
Yeah, he does have short hair. And he's losing to Jordan Devlin in NXT.
I don't want
to
talk about it.
I don't know, man. I don't know. But anyway, your top three, your number three is Seth Rollins. Yes. My number two.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a guy who recently returned to wrestling. He did. Okay. Nobody thought he ever would.
Mm.
Yeah. He walked into the Royal Rumble match.
Yeah.
And he, broken neck hanging off his shoulders, mm-hmm. walked in, eyes as wide as fucking... something that's wide, and he walked into that ring and he just fucking speared the shit out of AJ Styles. He injured AJ Styles.
Mm-hmm.
He threw Randy Orton over the top rope,
right.
And then the next day his career ended again. Mm. And then I think he's back now. Yeah, he's back. He came back on Raw. He fucked up MVP. It's bad. Edge is of course what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Edge.
I have to put him. Who did I put as number five?
You put Joey Janela.
I did.
You did.
I might have to take Joey Janela out and put Edge on that number five.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I don't know. I feel like all time, it's more of like a, Edge is more of like a top tier guy ever. If you compare it to Joey Janela, it's like a strange comparison. Joey Janela is active now.
Yeah, he hasn't really been around for that long.
Yeah, you know? not compared to Edge.
So yeah, I'd have to put, Edge.
I mean, this is a guy who's got so much career longevity. Edge. This is a guy, you remember The Brood?
The Brood.
Spilling blood from the ceiling.
So good.
Dude, Edge is the best. And Christian...
Yes.
He's my number one, by the way. Spoiler alert, Christian. Mm. All time. Number one. And it's a shame he got so concussed. Christian.
How come? That's interesting.
Because his name represents my faith.
Oh.
And I, he just feels like he's just the perfect representation of me on screen.
Oh, okay.
He does those shitty little axe handles. He does those terrible clotheslines.
It's great.
It's yeah.
His ECW
really
title run was the best thing ever. I don't care what anybody says. It was a fun time. WWE ECW was very fun.
Better than regular ECW?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. But it was a fun time.
It was pretty good. My favorite match of all time is Sandman versus the Zombie.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we got to talk about our favorite matches of all time one of these days.
We do.
That's a big one. Sandman Zombie is a big one. Christian versus Ezekiel Jackson is a big one.
Yes.
I mean, really, you cannot watch
Christian
an episode.
Christian versus Randy Orton.
Christian. Oh, dude, those were the best.
Those were the best, man.
Yeah, Christian versus Randy Orton. Greatest matches of all time. But Christian's not actually my number one on my list, by the way. Edge is, in fact, my number two. Who is your number two?
My number two?
Okay. And, hey, don't make a poop joke.
A poop joke.
I know I said number two, but dude, try to contain it, okay? Mm. I know it's funny, but...
Who would be good for a poop joke? I can't think of it right now.
The boogeyman's got something to do with shit, doesn't he?
Does he?
I feel like those worms, he's got to have really gross shits.
I'd say, yeah. It's probably really bad.
He ate Jillian's mole off her face. I mean, that's got to be
good times. The boogeyman's my number one of all time.
Is he really?
No.
Boogeyman. Okay, who's your number two?
Okay, number two. Okay, I'd like to say... I love Jeff Hardy so much.
Mm.
I might have to take John Moxley off.
Really?
And put Jeff Hardy.
Oh, interesting. So he's number four. You're changing your number four to Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy means so much to me.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Interesting. Okay.
Not that I love John Moxley, but it's just Jeff Hardy was a part of my life before John Moxley.
Yeah. I mean, he had to be, right?
Was, yeah.
He was around. He's been around so long.
Yeah. But, so Seth Rollins is my number two. I mean, my number three. My number two.
Oh, Matt Hardy. He's your number two.
No. I love broken Matt Hardy, though.
Mm.
That's the best thing in the world.
Sorry
but, okay,
about that.
Seth Rollins, number three. Number two and number one.
Interchangeable.
Same with number three.
Mm, yeah.
I'm just going to say... I was going to say Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho is your number two, really?
As number two? Nope. Nope, we're going to change it.
Oh, you're switching them.
We're going to switch it.
So now I know you're number one.
Basically.
Spoiler. Well, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised to hear my number one. But who's your number two?
Kenny Omega.
Jesus Christ.
Kenny Omega, Chris Jericho, Seth Rollins. Those are my people.
Are you serious? You are a
Those
mark.
Those are who I rock with.
You are an indie
I'm not
fucking mark.
I'm not a mark at all.
Kenny Omega.
I know what good wrestling is. Kenny Omega. Do you have a problem, Mr. John Cena?
John Cena
you shouldn't
kick,
even talk.
He could kick Kenny Omega's ass.
He really can.
He can. Yes, he can.
Not at
dude,
all.
Dude, have you ever seen the Attitude Adjustment? That's a move.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, dude, Attitude Adjustment.
I should, like, take this microphone and bash it in your face, honestly.
Yeah, try.
Have you seen the One-Winged Angel?
Try to reach it over here.
John Cena can't have 60-minute matches. He can't run tournaments back-to-back.
Hey, you ever seen John Cena versus Shawn Michaels on Raw?
No, I don't care about it.
It went 60 minutes. I'm telling you, it went 60 minutes. It didn't go 64 minutes like Kenny Omega with Okada, but it did go 60 minutes, and it's better than any Omega-Okada match.
It really isn't. I can't believe you can sit here and say that. You're going to call me a mark and a casual fan. Jesus Christ.
Well, you think it's like John Cena, I'm a casual fan?
Yeah.
I've seen these deep cuts. I've been watching since 2010, and that match I mentioned is from 2007, which means that I, you know, I care. I'm not a casual. I go back. I have the WWE Network. Yeah, fight
you
me.
You know, I don't.
I don't use my own account. I use somebody
else's
account.
I don't
even
have a WWE Network. That's how much of a non-casual fan I am.
That is, no, that's
I have High Spots Network. I have
High
NJPW World.
You still pay for High Spots?
No, I don't.
Okay, good.
I actually just stopped it.
That's a waste. It's a CZW.
Actually, it's not. There's a lot of stuff on there. You got CZW, you got Progress, you got Bar Wrestling. Literally, like, there's probably, like, 60 promotions on there, maybe something like that.
Yeah.
So much.
That's true.
I wasn't watching it. I need to save money, so I was like,
It's only, like, $10 a month?
Basically, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I need to pay. I picked New Japan over High Spots, basically.
That makes sense.
Because, you know, New Japan is...
It's better. But right now, here's the thing. I think I'm going to cancel my New Japan because they're not running shows this month, so I'm just wasting a 10 bucks.
True, you have a point.
Yeah, but yeah. I could just start it in April again. I don't know. Whatever. My number one...
Mm-hmm.
I'll have you know, he's a guy who actually defeated Kenny Omega. He beat him. He beat him in the main event of AEW's first show. He did. And then he went on and he became the first ever AEW World Champion. But that's not even the most important thing. He is the greatest wrestler of all time. And I think you'll agree with me because I think I know who your number one is already.
Yes.
Mine is none other than the main man, Y2J.
Yes. Yeah. So let's forget about everything we just said because I think you're kind of crazy.
What?
But we can agree that Chris Jericho is the greatest of all time.
If there's one thing we can agree on, it's Chris Jericho's number one.
Yes.
Okay, so we both have the same number one, and it's Chris Jericho.
It's perfect.
I'm sad. He lost his belt.
I know, but like, oh my God. The emotions.
Everything
that, the whole storyline, just everything was just so beautiful.
So good.
And just John taking the mic afterwards and just talking was great. And like, just seeing where he came from. Like his whole career, what he went through at WWE and all that stuff.
You ever watch that DVD, that Break the Walls Down?
I did.
Yeah, that's
I watched
good
it a long
shit.
Time ago.
Yeah.
That was inspiring.
It's very inspiring.
To my, like, how old was I? I probably like 11, 12 when I watched that.
Yeah. Well, he's been everywhere. He started out in like Mexico and Japan and stuff, and then he went to New Japan. He went to ECW, then he went to WCW, then he went to WWE, then he went to AEW. He went to New Japan again. This guy's been everywhere but TNA.
Basically. Whoa, imagine.
He was even in Ring of Honor. You had to imagine Ring of Honor.
He was in Ring of Honor.
Yeah, he did.
Jericho is the greatest. Honestly.
He has to be.
And, I mean, like, he has his band. He has his podcast.
His
he has his books.
Yeah.
Like, he does it all.
His podcast is I've stopped listening because he had Donald Trump Jr. on the show, and he didn't just shit on him the whole time. He was like, I'll actually listen to what you're saying, and I'll actually act like it's valid. And,
Well, he also had Steel Panther on the show.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hell yeah.
Wow. Okay,
Steel Panther is the greatest band in the whole... world. The greatest band in the world. The greatest heavy metal band in the world, Steel Panther.
You know what's the
Everyone
worst?
Should listen to
you know what the worst band of the world is?
What?
Steel Panther. But you know what the second worst band in the world is? And no, they're
Anything
not a musical
you say,
band.
Doesn't matter. But go on.
They're not a musical band, but they are
oh God.
A band of a band
Wait,
of
You're saying the worst, right?
The
now.
Worst. This is the worst. They're a band not of musicians, but they are a band of wrestlers. And they were once known as the New World Order.
I like them. I love the New World Order.
I
How do you not like the New World Order?
The New World Order are the biggest pieces of shit.
How?
They're well, cool. So look, all right. Have you ever watched WCW?
Of course. I love it.
It's probably one of the worst things ever. If you watch an episode of Nitro.
It's not the worst thing. I love WCW. Honestly, I can enjoy an episode of Nitro.
I watched an episode of Nitro yesterday.
What year?
1997. Good. This is the year they were winning the ratings.
Good stuff.
And I wanted to slip my wrists.
How so?
Because,
I don't understand.
Because
don't
of a little group called the New World Order.
Again.
Their names are the New World Order. And
so
they
cool.
suck.
They don't suck at all.
Dude, they're so bad.
They're like the coolest faction.
Name a good NWO match.
I don't want to. I have nothing to prove to you.
Because there isn't one.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about their matches. Who cares about their matches? It's about how cool they were. It's about how bitchin' they looked.
Well, here's the thing. They do look cool. It's a cool gimmick. But every single NWO match ends in a disqualification. And
NWO ended Goldberg's streak. That's the greatest thing ever.
With a fucking taser. They just tased him. No, I'm okay with that. Yeah, I hate Goldberg. But
good. He deserved it.
But you know who I hate more?
What?
Actually, nobody. I hate Goldberg the most. But good. I hate Kevin Nash.
Why do you hate Kevin Nash?
Because he's just a prick. And his backstage politics bullshit, he's bad. He's an asshole.
I'd hang out with him.
But here's the thing. He might not be my least favorite member of the NWO.
Who?
I think my least favorite member of the NWO had quite a week on SmackDown.
Mm.
He was once known as the 1-2-3 kid. He was once known as 6. He, according to Nikki Cross, he was once known as Sex.
Sex, yes.
I don't understand the whole accent barrier there. I love that moment where she goes, should we call you Sex? And he's like, Sex.
It was so great. Looked at the crowd. That was golden. I love that whole entire segment. I've never been more happy in my life.
That's where we differ, because I was going to get into this. He was so weird. The whole NWO was really weird. They have this sort of jock mentality where they're these they're these douchebags.
Yeah, because they're better than you. MJF. They're the original MJF.
Yeah. I guess so, yeah. Although the difference is that MJF actually tries to be a heel, and they just try to be cool.
I mean, they are cool. They don't try. They are cool. They're so cool.
They try really hard. Here's the thing.
You'd probably get bullied by them. I feel bad for you.
I would totally get bullied by them. Here's the thing. They were on A Moment of Bliss this week on SmackDown.
Yes.
A Moment of Bliss, by the way, worst talk show ever made.
I like it.
How do you like this?
Because I love Alexa Bliss.
I hate Alexa Bliss, but I hate Nikki Cross even more. And here's the thing, not just because she calls
X-Pac
sex.
Have you seen her, regular?
Like, not in the crazy outfit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually she's, really hot. It's
crazy. I mean, kind of. I don't know. Debatable. But regardless, we can agree she's a terrible interviewer, and we can agree she's terrible on the mic.
Nikki's sick? I mean, Nikki Sex. Motley Crue?
Nikki Sex.
Nikki Sex.
Apparently,
oh
Nikki Sex Pack. And
I mean, she really got me mad. But go on.
Yeah, so
on.
here's the worst part. It wasn't Nikki Cross, surprisingly. It was a man named X-Pac. And from the moment that he sat down in his stool.
You want to go?
Oh, do
you want to go?
Do you want to argue about this? Because I thought this was the worst thing I've ever seen.
It's the greatest thing ever.
He sits down on a stool. The stool I'm sitting on right now. Mm. The stool you're sitting on right now. Although, here's what I'm not doing.
What?
I'm not laughing into the microphone. I'm not every time Kevin Nash says, "Oh, we're just a bunch of guys," or whatever, X-Pac has to go,
because it's funny.
It wasn't funny.
It was hilarious. I was laughing at home.
It's bad.
I was crying. But I needed tissues.
The worst part of X-Pac's performance was this moment right here. And I hope that this plays the same way as I think it does. But Alexa Bliss asks, "What do we call you?" And Nikki Cross goes, "Should we call you Sex?" And he says, "No, why would you call me Sex?" And then he goes...
Legendary.
Then he says this.
"I don't know, Alexa. Maybe just call me Hall of Famer. Yeah."
There's a chance that he might have been high at the moment.
This is the thing that I... This
Hall
is
of the, Famer!
Hall of Famer!
Yes.
Here's the thing I take issue with. I don't think he was high. He usually is high.
Mm-hmm.
He's usually on something, whether it's... I mean, I'm sure he's high, smoking weed all the time. But he's definitely on much more than that at any given time. We know this. I mean, this is established.
Mm-hmm.
He had a sex tape with China. I mean,
so good.
Don't want to speak ill of the dead, but it's China. By the way, I think China might call X-Pac Sex.
Yes.
But here's the thing. Somehow... Mm-hmm. When X-Pac is sober, which I think he was on this episode, he's worse than when he's all drugged out.
Hmm.
We've seen him cut promos before where he's clearly on a lot of shit.
The best promos ever.
Half of his podcasts that he does. I listened to his podcast one time because he interviewed Johnny Gargano.
Hmm. Gargano sucks.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
No, I love
Do Johnny I have to Gargano. Get up and leave right now?
I love Johnny
Do I have
Gargano.
To?
You should. You know what? Yeah, he sucks.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't even... This podcast is over. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to this first episode.
There's never going to be another one.
Never.
We're just going to fight till the death.
Yeah, over Johnny Gargano.
I like Johnny Gargano.
I listened to his podcast.
For the record, I like Johnny Gargano.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. So, his podcast, X-Pac's podcast, is called 12360,
mm-hmm.
which, 123 kid.
Yeah.
The average person would have no idea what that means, 12360. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what 360 is either. Is he spinning in his chair while he's
maybe
like,
he is.
Maybe he is. He's that high, clearly,
maybe
on every episode
of the
podcast.
He's so high that he thinks he's spinning in his chair.
He does, yeah. He's like, oh, I'm doing a 360 and just constantly doing a 360 on my chair here, and I'm recording a podcast. I must be the best in the world
and
at this.
Maybe when he records it, he's in his 1-2-3 kid attire.
I hope he is.
Probably.
I wonder if he can still fit into that.
It only makes sense.
Yeah. With the mullet, right?
Yeah.
Okay. When he's on his podcast, he's clearly on something else besides his podcast. He's, you know, he's drugged out on a lot
of
episodes.
Which we all condone, yes.
We all condone it. And
he's great.
He sucks.
He's the best.
But when he's on Moment of Bliss and when he's probably sober, he's worse. He's thinking he's funny. He's laughing into the microphone.
I like
him. He's talking about something that I just don't understand, which is this insistence. I mean, first of all, whose idea was it to make this guy a 2-time Hall of Famer? This guy got inducted with DX.
I would make him
DX.
A 6-time Hall of Famer.
Would you really?
I would. He's that cool.
Would you make him...
I don't know, Alexa. Maybe just call me a Hall of Famer.
I would.
You'd call him a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I would. I'd call him a Hall of Famer.
Oh, would you?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, not the hard R.
No, not the never the hard R.
Never, okay. No. But the worst part was that the crowd loved it. They were like, what do we think? The minute you can hear them, they're like, we're not going to call you that, X-Pac. And then
can we talk about what Kevin Nash said to Sami Zayn, which was amazing?
What did he say? I don't have the audio of this. What did he say?
He said something with Seth Rogen, like he looked like Seth Rogen.
He looks like Seth Rogen on crack or something.
Something like that. And I was like, wow, that's amazing.
It's amazing.
He definitely made that up in the moment.
He totally did. And here's the worst part. It wasn't a good joke.
It was an amazing. How did you not find that funny? That was hilarious.
Does he really look like Seth Rogen? Because they're both redheads.
He does, yeah.
Because they're redheads.
When he said it, I was looking at him and I was like, wow, he really does look like Seth Rogen.
He looks like a guy with red hair.
Yeah, Seth Rogen.
Right, but Seth Rogen doesn't necessarily represent the entire redhead community.
Nah, he kind of does.
With a beard
and short hair, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. But what is the crackhead thing? Is it because he just looks like a
homeless
person?
I don't remember if he said that for sure.
It was something like that, though. I think it was that.
It's pretty good. It was pretty clever.
Like Seth Rogen with a crack addiction or something like that. It was bad.
We love Kevin Nash.
I hate Kevin Nash.
Hey, yo.
Don't ever do that again.
The amount of joy that I was filled with when he said that is crazy.
Yeah. That says something about you.
Hey, yo. He's so good. We love the NWO on this podcast.
We don't. We do not condone the NWO's behavior.
We love the NWO.
We do not support the fact that they interfere in every match.
We do.
No, we don't.
That's what we want.
And when the Hall of Fame happens and they get inducted, we are going to go to Tampa. And I'm going to have a sign that says Hall of Famer. And we're going to throw shit at them.
No,
we're going
we're
to get in the ring like Bret
Hart. I'm
going to
beat you up with the rest of the cool fans.
I'm
going
to put a Rasta hat on. And I'm going to get into the ring, and I'm going to tackle Kevin Nash,
okay,
just like Bret Hart, right? Like he was tackled last year.
Okay.
I'm going to beat the shit out of him. I'm going to tear his quads again.
No.
I'm going to do
it. It's not going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
All right. Regardless, this was the first episode of Fight Geist Wrestling, the alternative wrestling podcast, a sports entertainment podcast. We are live each and every week on Fridays from the BMCC Fight Geist Studios.
Yes.
The one that was allocated specifically to us. I am, each and every week, I am Jack Peterson. I am Ajax. I am Mr. Clean. I'm Sexpac. I am Corona Guy. I am the one and only Hall of Famer.
Yes.
A 2-time Hall of Famer, in fact. And I'm joined every week by the man across the table.
I am Prince Havoc. I'm the biggest NWO fan you'll ever meet in your life. They are so cool. You know what? I'm not even going to say an outro. I'm just going to talk about how great the NWO is. And you're not going to cut me off with that music.
You are in danger of me turning the volume up right now.
The NWO is the greatest faction to ever grace this earth. Don't do that to me. What is this? Turn that down right now. Too sweet. Too sweet, me brother. Too sweet. I'm too sweeting the microphone. I hope everyone at home is also too sweeting whatever they're listening to.
I'm too sweeting very reluctantly.
I love the NWO with all my heart. I would die for the NWO. I would kill for the NWO.
Thanks for listening.
I love the NWO.